With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said today that the U.S. is making great progress in the war against Iran. He says that some 7,000 targets have been hit. And he also says that the public is getting a distorted view of the conflict.
A dishonest and anti-Trump press will stop at nothing. We know this at this point. To downplay progress, amplify every cost, and call into question every step. Sadly, TDS is in their DNA. They want President Trump to fail. But you, the American people, know better.
Meanwhile, President Trump also says that it's time for the media to do a better job of covering the conflict. Speaker Mike Johnson said that Congress has to adequately fund the Defense Department amid the ongoing campaign.
Johnson spoke shortly after Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth refused to rule out a supplemental spending request of that size at a morning news conference. Johnson told reporters at the Capitol, quote, "I'm sure it's not a random number," saying he expected any funding request to be detailed and specific. Several Democrats immediately rejected the suggestion of a $200 billion funding bill out of hand, and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise declined to say if such a request could pass the House. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
As the war against Iran approaches 3 weeks now, President Trump says he's not putting troops anywhere on the ground.
The president was asked about the possibility of deploying U.S. ground troops to Iran.
No, I'm not putting troops anywhere. If I were, I certainly wouldn't tell you.
Speaking in the Oval Office, he also defended his decision to strike Iran.
Iran is a serious threat to the world, to the Middle East and to the world.
The president said he will be asking Congress for additional funding for the military. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. Wisconsin enacts a rare pro-life law.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers has signed a measure that makes it easier for a woman with a crisis pregnancy to have the child and then give him up for adoption. The new law expands Wisconsin's Safe Haven Act from 72 hours after birth to 30 days. The statute allows a woman who doesn't feel she can care for her child to give him up to the authorities at a wide variety of locations with no questions asked. All 50 states have similar laws. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Maryland man is going to jail for 3 years after being convicted of sending threatening letters to Jewish institutions. The man pleaded guilty to 17 counts of mailing threatening communications and 8 counts of obstructing the free exercise of religious beliefs. Attorney General Harmeet Dillon said for more than a year the defendant terrorized Jewish communities all across the country, robbing his victims of their peace and security. This is SRN News. Uber says it will invest up to $1.25 billion in Rivian Automotive to help launch up to 50,000 robo-taxis.
The initial deployments of the vehicles are expected to begin in San Francisco and Miami in 2028 and will expand to 25 cities by 2031. Uber's investment in Rivian will be spread out over that time period and is subject to hitting certain autonomous milestones by specific dates. An initial $300 million investment has been committed to following the deal's signing, subject to regulatory approval. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
About 2,400 Kaiser Permanente mental health professionals went on strike on Wednesday in Northern California over their concerns that the healthcare giant is replacing therapists with artificial intelligence bots. Kaiser says the union claim is false and AI will not replace human assessments or make care decisions for patients. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.